Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Keep calling, I ain't picking up. Better yet, I changed my numbers for the whole winter. Damn, it's a cold in the winter. Keep calling, I ain't picking up. Damn, it's a cold in the winter.
You gon' be at La Marina all summer, so you gon' hear this remix all summer. Get winning crush Wednesday. I just f***ed the winning crush Wednesday. Wasn't even Wednesday. It was Wednesday. He like, why you ride with him? She like, we just friends, babe. Before anyone else, please. You ain't got no man. All your pics, selfies. I be taking wealthy. Balling in my pictures. You be fighting over. Balling all the front money. Could have got behind it for free. I got this pretty one in Cali, Tatiana Ali. I got a New York Dominican, plastic cup body. Mommy thinks he Holly, call her tatted up Dottie. Got a crew in Miami, I call her Dot Angel. Even if he wipes you, he cannot change you. B.O.
Keep calling, I ain't picking up.
Yeah.
Keep calling, I ain't picking up.
Yeah.
Told you I'll be back around June. Told you I'll be back around June. Better yet, I changed my numbers for the whole winter. Damn, it's a cold in the winter. Keep calling, I ain't picking up. Damn, I'm so cold in the winter.
I move right, I'm stepping with the German on me. So much beef, I got the party with the burner on me. My chain chunky, my wrist all chunky. My pockets all chunky, chunky. Bum me, huh? Quick cup, you love it, she wants the limelight. She about to get you in, she boy, get your mind right. Sparkle after sparkle when the bottles come. She got a nice city, glad you bought her some. Starts in the bartender, they be imperfections. Turned up for lust, heard it with gust. In Sin City, I'll come them hoes pretty. Substitute pity, I'm filling in for Biggie. Now watch a model chick, turn to a bottle chick. You hit the lotto, women around my grotto pit. Don't call it Tyson crib, this is my state. And that's so money, I'm getting ticked.
Keep calling, I ain't picking up. Keep calling, I ain't picking up. Told you, I'll be back around June. Told you, I'll be back around June. Better yet, I changed my numbers for the whole winter. Damn, it's so cold in the winter. Keep calling, I ain't picking up. Damn, I'm so cold in the winter.
Real talk, real people, real times. We are TM Hyman Radio Live. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, in the driver's seat tonight, and it's late night. The general is not here, so us ladies are going to do what we want to do, how we want to do it. We're going to act up a little bit tonight, have some fun. We're tired of politics. We're tired of all of the craziness that's going on in the world with the orange Cheeto man with the bad hair. Yeah, I said it. So we're going to just talk all things relationships and girl stuff, and we're just going to have a good time tonight. But I'm going to do it like the general does it all the time. As far as the introductions, I will keep that standard. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, give it up Madam CeeLo Boston. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good evening in the morning time. What's going on? What's going on?
How
yes,
you
we
doing?
Are going to rock out. Hey, I'm alive, and that's the best thing to start with. And
that's right.
Yeah. That's all I can say about that.
That's right. That's right. And as usual on Wednesday, we are going to chop it up with our resident culinary confectionery. What's
yeah,
the word
Lord.
For the baker?
She can cook her ass off.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Chopping it up with
okay.
Fee tonight from South Carolina. What's going on, Fee?
Not a thing in here making these pots sing tonight. Getting
making
it
them
done.
Sing.
Huh? There you go.
Get it.
There
yes,
you go.
Yes. And before I forget, happy day after Valentine's Day, Single Awareness
Aww.
Day. And as Plies so affectionately put it on his Instagram page, team, I ain't getting none for Valentine's Day either day.
Oh, that's what he called it. Wow.
That's
wow.
funny.
That
sounds That's bad. Funny. That's funny. We're gonna kick it off on the other side of this, but we're gonna keep it lively tonight. We're not gonna, you know, hang our heads down for those of us who didn't have a Valentine, because Fee said it right before we came on the show. If your relationship is right, it's Valentine's Day every day, 365. It should be off the hook, off the books.
You better watch yourself.
But love's got a thin line, the puns got a big nine. Respect crime, but not when it reflect mine. The shit I'm on is wrong, but it lasts long. When the fast one upon the wake up with the stash going, I'm mad strong and my cream is fast. Smoke the greenest grass, my got the meanest ass and it tastes legit. I don't have to waste a whole case of Chris. All it takes is my pretty face, I'm against the wit. Lace the click, cause we all share, it's all fair. Like love and war, thugger law with the long hair. Big pun, the name that makes the kids run. Like from the murder, reverse in the river. Come one, come more. If you want a brawl, I'm the mighty Thor. Close line the motherfucker like Steven Seagal. Cause all you're gonna get is your ass kicked up in the casket. That's it.
That's it.
Punish your bastard at last. It's rappers that really blast. Gas getting big, Willie. Like Billy Baskin. Up at Jimmy's Cafe, having caviar. Cracking crystal at the bar. Smoking cigars, living large. We rob and steal. Roll with the mob, doing jobs for bills. I'm hard to kill for real. Guard to grill. I like the chills, sparking L and get high. I'm one hell of a guy. Fly, pelican, fly.
What up, Duco? You know, politic and pop it to go. I'm out here watching for Jay, getting the salute though. Shoot, bro, I got a waterproof suit, yo, swerving like an AKA in Beirut, yo, squeezing out of automatic M3s. And please, you ain't seen no thugs like these. I can tell you lots of things that'll make you believe. In Corona, yo, it's better to take than to receive.
Your career's on life support, and I'ma pull the plug and have every thug chewing that beat, not drug in their blood. No escaping this. Going over their favorite shit. Fuck, should be taping this. World premiere, loud and clear, lie and beer. Get the dough, blow up the show, disappear. Jump in the Cavalier, feeling marvelous. Street pharmacist, twist, audibleist. For pleasure, bring your territory, travel. Keep my workers under pressure, God, I'm saying, that's up. But that's alright, Duco. My heart nowadays too cold. Don't give a fuck where you been, what you done, where you go. You know, beat this, stay back. In black shades like a secret agent. While night thieves roll up on you like sleeves. Like trees, bust thieves, and stack cheese.
It's off the hook this year. Making mad money off the books this year. Ain't nothing but crooks in here. Getting mad money off the books this year. It's off the hook this year. Getting mad money off the books this year. Ain't nothing but crooks in here. Getting mad money off the books this year.
Go, 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 go
Hymen Radio Live, The Social Lab, your girl Hot Chocolate, Madam Boston, and we're going to be chopping it up with Fee here shortly. That has still got to be one of my favorite joints right there. The Beat Nuts featuring Big Pun there, Off the Hook, Off the Books this year. Oh, man.
Well, if it weren't for him, it wouldn't have been no Fat Joe. Okay.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. No Fat Joe, no Remy Ma, no Terror Squad. Shout out to Remy too. On her Grammy nomination.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
No doubt. So since we're going to keep it all things relationship and ladies, I was scrolling through my Facebook page before we started the show and ran across a post from one of my friends. I will let her remain nameless to protect the innocent. however,
right.
She is of the alternative lifestyle, right? So
you gotta tell people what that is, though.
She likes girls. She's a girl who likes girls. For all my guys out there who like girls, who likes girls, that's what she does. And she
my girl got a girlfriend.
Right, my girl got a girlfriend, right. So she's been of the alternative lifestyle for, she expressed, between 15 and 18 years. So she's out, you know, out and about or whatever, and she runs into a guy from high school who, you know, I think she had a crush on, and I don't know if he was mutually crushing then, but somehow they exchange numbers and, you know, they start texting or whatever, but the texting leads to sexting. And she tells him at that time that she is of the alternative lifestyle. And, you know, they finished their little conversation that one particular night, but he doesn't text her anymore. So this, a couple of days go by. And tonight she's had a few cocktails and, you know, is in her feelings and her mind is wondering. And she's like, well, maybe I'll, you know, get on the bike and see if I know how to ride still, right? And go back.
Right. Ride that pony.
Together.
Okay.
Right. Goodbye. So she texts him, and his response is, who this?
She had been deleted if she didn't know.
So that's what you think happened. Or do you think he just did that intentionally, like he knew who it was? Like, how do you forget that quick somebody that you're texting?
Well, if you're trying
to get
ads. You've
seen that number a couple of times.
No. Mm-mm. If you're trying to get ads, if that was your ulterior motive and she shot it down, he deleted her.
Right.
That was his was his intent. You know?
Mm. Right. He don't know no more. Right.
Yep. She is of no use to him.
All right.
I mean, well, you know, we can only get so risque on Blog Talk, but she might have been up for him had he played his cards right.
But he'll never know because he already shot it down right out the gate.
Exactly.
He did. So the comments on under her feed now are, you know, for her to delete him. And she said that she did or whatever. And if he, you know, texts her back, don't even respond, which is only right because don't try to play it. Don't try. That was
scary.
Yeah, that was really ignorant.
Yeah, that was pretty whack.
Maybe he was in his feelings because he didn't get anything for Valentine's Day either yesterday.
Maybe.
I'm quite sure that he went down the list, honestly. He went down the list. She just happened to be one of the ones that he couldn't hit off, so she got her number got dropped off, and he has no use for her. Unless he bring a girl for her, you know what I'm saying?
He played that one all wrong.
All together, okay?
All together, yeah, because I'm not even going to tell her business like that. Let me just be quiet. Let me just say, yeah, he missed out on a lot of fun.
Oh, well. He probably got it from somebody who fell for the okie doke. It just wasn't
you're
her.
You're right. It just wasn't her, exactly. So, see, we know that you are recently in a new relationship. How was your Valentine's Day?
Mm-hmm. It was peachy. We don't celebrate it at all.
Okay.
Good job.
And I mean, and it didn't just start with him. I've never celebrated it. I feel like, you know,
oh, wow.
If someone has to tell you to show me that I'm special, you can kick rocks. That just does not, to me, honestly, it's for everyone else. It was about the post. It was about the, hey, girl, I just got flowers delivered to my desk. How many dozens of roses did he send out yesterday?
It's ladies
right.
one up each other day. That's what Valentine's Day should actually be.
And I agree with that.
In my book.
I agree with that. You know, and I had a friend who called me yesterday hysterical because she spent like $220-some-odd on a watch for her boo. And I mean, she went and put a lot of thought into a basket for him, the whole bath bombs and the whole nine. He gave her a card she didn't even sign.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
He just handed her a card. So she called me, like, hysterical, like, you know, that was it, blah, blah, blah. So your relationship is going to end over what?
Valentine's
what was the gist of it? If you didn't give it from your heart, you shouldn't have given it.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
You know what?
So you were expecting somebody to match what you did. That's what you chose to do. He put zero thought into it. So now all of a sudden, you know, your panties are in a bunch. And, you know, you're sleeping with a chastity belt on. Because you're like, no, don't touch me. Don't do this. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Over
well, you know,
a holiday, was that?
You never buy anybody a watch in a relationship. I mean, I might be old school, you know what I'm saying? But I was taught you never buy somebody a watch because your time will run out real fast.
Well, mine should be ran the hell out because my honey love watches. And I love buying him watches, you know. I mean, if we're going to get old school, I heard you ain't supposed to buy a man shoes because he'll walk out of
exactly.
your life. It's all kinds of little extra crap that goes on. But, I mean, when it's all said and done, those old school
yeah.
folks that said that, they were married 50, 60 years.
Right.
And we're sitting here trying to make it to that one-year anniversary. Wow.
Right.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some can't even make it to 6 months. So, yeah.
There you go.
So let me share
there
this.
You go.
Another mm-hmm. post from one of my friend's Facebook page. He says, the sad part about Valentine's Day is that it literally has no significance. At least
None.
Easter and Christmas mean something. Oh, my bad. Valentine's Day does mean something. It means the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. To the tune of $19.7 billion. How much
Absolutely.
Of that $19.7 billion are you seeing? How much of that is going into your community? Full with smoking mirrors. Forcing
mm-hmm.
you to profess your love
right.
for today while they got a gun to your back robbing you blind. It's like the
there
Wizard
you go.
Of Oz. They thought the wizard
yeah.
was some great godlike entity ready to give them special powers just to find out that he was
right.
nothing more than a man behind the curtain. The powers
there you go.
Exactly.
that the travelers were looking for while going down the yellow brick road, they already possessed within them the whole time. So you see,
That's
it's
it.
Time to stop letting the man behind the curtain think for you, in parentheses, holidays, by using his smoking mirrors and sleight of hand movements. He wants to use you to keep his empire going strong, using you by getting your money and any chance he gets. Trust me, that $19.7 billion did not fall from the sky.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know what?
How
Hallmark, I mean, Hallmark is really behind how Valentine's Day even became what it has become because they found a way to sell cards. But Valentine's Day, you know, has more of an eerie, you know, background you know, having to do like the Valentine's, you know, massacre. So it's like, are you celebrating love? Or are you really celebrating that a lot of people got killed on this day because someone got mad at the person they love? You know.
Yeah, I mean, but giving me flowers and candy.
Yeah, they die.
No, hey, you know, and like I told mine, right. I bake and I cook. Don't you dare give me no chocolate covered strawberries that I can
there
do in my kitchen.
Right.
No.
Right.
Don't. No. Let's put that money where it's needed. You know, let's pay a light bill. Let's
something.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank
exactly.
You.
Oh my
right.
God.
Let's take care of some bills.
Okay, here's the electricity bill.
That's right. We're going to chop it up on the other side of this, and she's going to give us some delicious delectables and some recipes
mm-hmm.
that you can make for your honey and feed him with your fingertips right after this.
There you go.
What y'all thought y'all wasn't going to see me? I'm the Osiris of this. Wu-Tang is here forever, mother. This 97, I ain't my... in my new wreck. Let's do it like this. I'ma rub your ass in the moonshine. Let's take it back to 79.
I form atomically. Socrates, philosophies, and hypotheses. Can't define how I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform armed robbery. Flee with the lottery. Possibly they spotted me. Battle scar, showgun. Explosion when my pen hits. Tremendous. Ultraviolet, shine, blind, forensic. High inspect, view through the future, see millennium. Killer bees sold 50 gold, 60 platinum. Shackling the matches with drastic rap tactics. Graphic displays melt the steel like blacksmiths. Black Wu jackets, Queen Bees ease the guns in. Rumbling with patrolmen, tear gas, lace the function. Heads by the score, take flight inside a war. Chicks hit the floor, die hard fans, demand more. Behold the bold soldier, control the glow slowly. Proceeds the blow, swinging swords like Shinobi. Stomp grounds and found footprints in solid rock. Who got it locked, performing live on your hottest fly.
As the world turns, I spread like germ. Bless the globe with the pestilence. The hard-headed never learn. This my testament to those burned. Play my position in the game of life, standing firm. On foreign land, jump the gun out the frying pan. Into the fire, transform into the ghost rider. A six-pack and a street car named Desire. Who got my back in the line of fire, holding back? What? My peoples, if you with me, where the f*** you at? It's a strap, then they trying to twist my beer cap. It's court adjourned for the bad seed from bad sperm. Herb got my wig fried like a bad perm. What the blood? Clots? We smoke... in low spots, you wanna think twice, I think not. The iron lung ain't got to tell you where it's coming from. Guns are Navarone, tearing up your battle zone. Rip through your slums.
I twist darts from the heart. Try to intrude, loop my voice on the LP. Martini on the slang rock, certified chatterbox. Vocabulary dawn and talking, tell your story walking. Take cover, kid, what? Run for your brother, kid, run for your team. And your six can't rhyme groupies, so I can squeeze with the advantage and get wasted. My deadly notes reign supreme, your fort is basic compared to mine. Domino effect, arts and crafts, paragraphs contain cyanide. Take a free ride on my thought, I got the fashion. Catalog for all y'all that all praise through the God.
The saga continues, Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang,
Olympic torch flaming, we burn so sweet, the thrill of victory, the agony defeat, we crush slow, flaming deluxe slow, poor, judgment day cometh, conquer, it's war, allow us to escape hell, globe spinning bomb, pocket full of shells out the sky, golden arms, tune spit the Mortal Kombat sound, the fake ball step make the blood stain the ground, a jungle junkie, vigilante tantrum, a death kiss, catwalk, squeeze another anthem, hold it for ransom, tranquilize with anesthesias, my orchestra, graceful, music ballerinas, my music Sicily, rich California smell, an axe kill adventure, paint a picture well, I sing a song from Sing Sing, sipping on Jing Sing, righteous wax, chaperone, rotating ring
king. March on the wooden soldiers, see cypher punks couldn't hold us, 1,000 men rushing in, not one was sober, perpendicular to the square, we stand grow like flare, escape from your dragon's lair, in particular, my beat travel like a vortex, through your spine, to the top of the cerebral cortex, make you feel like you bust a raw sex, enter through your right ventricle, clog up your bloodstream, hot terminal, like Grand Central Station, program fat baselines on ovation, getting drunk like a fucking 5-year probation.
War of the masses, the outcome disastrous. Many of the victim families saved their ashes. A million names on walls engraved to plaques. Those who went back received penalties for their acts. Another heart is torn, close ones mourn. Those who strayed to get slayed on the storm.
The
track renders helpless and suffers from multiple stab wounds and leaked sounds that's heard 93 million miles away from Kane One to represent the nation. This is a gathering of the masses that come to pay respects to the Wu-Tang Clan. As we engage in battle, the crowd now screams in rage. The High Chief Jamel Ari takes the stage. Light is provided through sparks of energy from the mind that travels in rhyme form, giving sight to the blind. The dumb are mostly intrigued by the drum. Death only one can save self from. This relentless attack of the track spares none.
Yo, 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 look at all these cracks. Lay back, lamping light in gray and black. Boom is on my man's rack. Codeine was forcing your drink. You had a navy green, Solomon the fiend. You never heard you scream. You two-faced the scum of the slum. I got your whole body numb. Blowing like Shalimar in 81 sound convincing. $1,000 cork pop convincing. Hands like Sonny Liston. Get fly permission, hold up. I'll fasten your wig, bad luck. I'll humiliate. Separate the English from the Dutch. It's me. Black noble Jew Ali. Came of trees, we like the Genovese. Sasso, season these degrees. It's Earth. 93 million miles from the first rough turbulence. The wave burst. Split the megahertz.
Hey, yo, that's amazing. Gun in your mouth. So verbal foul hole. Connect thoughts to make my man chow walk. Swift notarizer. Blue tank. All up in the high riser. New York gang visor. Word tranquilizer. Just a dosage. Delegate my clan with explosives. While my pen blow lines ferocious. Mediterranean. See y'all. The number one. Traffic, tear down the beat guard. The delegate, the guard, the seagull. The swift chancellor, flex the white gold tarantula. Track truck, diesel, play the weed guard. Substantula, max mostly. Undivided, then sliding, sickening. Guaranteed, made them jump like Rod Strick.
TM Hyman Radio Live. What's going on, everybody? It's Relationship Wednesday here inside the Social Lab. And look, it's Relationship Wednesday, right? But Fee is going to give us some delectable recipe that we can try at home if we have the nerve. So without further ado, Fee.
I got beans, cream, potatoes,
tomatoes, lamb. Hey. 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 Love that.
We performed
that too. Yeah, I heard. Okay, well, this particular recipe came from a friend who was looking for something similar to spaghetti. Her 3-year-old is on this whole I will only eat spaghetti type thing. So all right. I wanted to give her a little alternative to just regular spaghetti because I know her husband is about to lose his rabbit behind mine eating spaghetti all the time. So tonight I will be making my baked ziti. Now, what you do, you take a pound of ziti. Now, you can substitute with any other noodle, such as a penne pasta, something thick that the meat sauce will actually coat the noodle. You will also get about a tablespoon of olive oil, a half a pound of bulk Italian sausage, and a half a pound of ground beef, one large onion chopped, 3 to 4 garlic cloves chopped, a tablespoon of fresh rosemary, a tablespoon of fresh basil, a tablespoon of Italian seasoning, a half a teaspoon of red pepper flakes, and if you don't like the whole spicy thing, you could actually eliminate that altogether, one large jar of marinara sauce, about 32 ounces, a half a pound or more of mozzarella cheese grated, one heaping cup of ricotta cheese, and a cup of cottage cheese. I use both because of the creaminess of the ricotta, but it actually dries out your meat, but the cottage cheese brings back the moisture. And a cup of grated Parmesan. Who said yuck?
I did. I'm sorry. I can't get over the lumpiness of cottage cheese.
You won't taste it. You won't I can't stand cottage cheese. Can't stand it. You will not taste it. Trust me. I can't stand cottage cheese. Yes. Now, what you're going to do, you're going to boil your pasta. Salt your water because this is actually really the only time you can bring some type of flavor to a noodle is while it's boiling. If you try to do it after it, it's going to be extremely salty because it's never going to soak into the actual dough. So that's the only time you can actually give it some type of flavor. You're going to bring it to a boil. Then you're going to take your olive oil, heat it on a medium heat, and add in your half a pound of Italian sausage and your ground beef. I like to use both because it's going to give it a different flavor just than your just your own regular ground beef. It's going to give it a little spiciness. Add in your garlic, your onion, your fresh basil, your rosemary, your Italian seasoning until your meat is completely brown. At this point, you want to drain all of your oil from your meat. Your sausage is going to contain a lot of fat, so you're going to get a lot of oil from that. So you're going to drain that really, really well. Once you've drained that, take your cottage cheese, your favorite, Regina, your your ricotta cheese, mix all of that in with your ground beef along with your marinara sauce. Then what I personally do, I like to spray my casserole dish down with some type of cooking spray. I'm pretty sure we've all suffered with the whole, I made lasagna, I made a baked spaghetti, and everything is stuck to the pan, and you're scrubbing for about 20 minutes to get all of that gunk off. But I promise you, any casseroles that you do or anything that you, any baked goods, spray it down, it'll all come right out. You won't fight with your pan for the rest of the night. But anywho, you're then going to take your baked ziti, your ziti noodles, and you're going to layer it on the bottom of your pan. You're going to then take your meat sauce, layer that, take about a fourth of a cup of your mozzarella cheese, sprinkle it on top, and you're going to layer it until your top layer is meat sauce. And you're going to take the remaining amount of your mozzarella cheese, sprinkle it on top, cover it with some aluminum foil, bake it for about at 350 degrees for about 45 minutes until your cheese is completely melted and nice and bubbly. Once that's done, take it out of the oven, allow it to cool a little, and make you a nice little side salad, some garlic bread. Get a little loaf of Italian bread from the grocery store, cut that in half, take you some butter, smooth that on top, sprinkle just a little bit of garlic powder on top of that. There you go with homemade garlic bread, salad, baked ziti, something quick for the babies, but everyone can enjoy it.
Baked ziti has got to be of my favorite Italian dishes, and a lot of people say, you know, it kind of is all in the same realm. It's just a different noodle, but it's really all about the other ingredients that you add to it, right? The different types of meat, the different, you know, vary the different types of cheeses, other spices that you might incorporate it with it too, vegetables, right? So, yeah, you know, make spice it up and make it your own. I love baking.
There you go.
It's such a wonderful comfort food.
With that cottage cheese, didn't even know it. See there? Didn't even know it.
All right, see, I will try the cottage cheese.
There you go. There you go.
And let me just say, I am super excited to see what you are going to put together for us for No Sleep South Beach, Miami, which, people, is coming up July 21st through, no, sorry, yes, 21st through the 23rd. Early bird tickets are already on sale on Eventbrite. Go to the NoSleepSouthBeach.com website for all of the details, for all of the party passes, information about the host hotels. They have a different trainer that's coming this year that's some sort of ab specialist that probably sounds like after all the fun we're going to be having, I'll be on the beach heaving and hyperventilating because I think I'm going to do it this year because I haven't done it the last 3 years. But, yeah, I mean, hey, it's all about going to Miami, having fun, networking, partying.
You love yourself.
And, oh, man, I can't wait for this time of year. I love the Miami trip. And TM Hyman Radio is going to be broadcasting live once again.
Hey,
the beautiful balcony, beautiful hotel room right on South Beach overlooking the Strip. All the beautiful people going by. Can't wait.
You're fine.
Okay,
did it.
I'm back. I lost my phone real quick. Say that again.
Oh, my gosh. I see you said walking by. What?
What, all the beautiful people walking by?
Oh, the people walking by.
All
the people walking by.
All of the beautiful people
like you
walking
were there.
By. I was right here in my mind real quick. We'll be right back. It's 9:35 p.m.
Yeah.
Here is my crush. He makes me so weak. I really wish I was 25 years old again, God, because I'd be all over this. Mac Wilde. Hey. Mac Wilde, My Crib, and let me just say for the record, Yes, I'm meeting him at the ferry. I'm meeting him downtown. I'm meeting him wherever he wants to go. And yeah, it is 9:30.
Having a moment?
Yeah, I did. I'm so sorry. I'm back.
Partially.
Your girl, Hot Chocolate, Madam Boston, and Fee chopping it up with us as well. She's our guest host tonight because Fee normally, you know, is on Wednesdays and she does her segment, but she's rocking with us tonight because it's ladies' night.
There we go.
Yes, it is.
There you go.
Now, I'm not the only one. Hot Chocolate, you did also state that you've seen on Facebook today that February the 15th is Side Chick Day. Question. Why are they getting credit? Why? Why do they get a day?
Because they're proud. They're proud now.
I think it might have started out as a joke and then picked up speed, like, because I was hearing Side Chick Day jokes like it's either the 13th or the 15th because you don't get the 14th.
Exactly.
It could have been the day before yesterday.
Because that's how it goes. Especially if they have, you know, they got their main chick, right? It ain't just Valentine's that's like that. It's like that for Thanksgiving. They will not see them on Thanksgiving evening, but we'll see them the day after. Christmas, hell no, but I see tomorrow. You know what I mean? It's like not going shopping for the stuff on the special day. But go,
now that's funny.
I mean, I think, you know, I mean, and I know it's all, well, it's supposed to all be in fun and games and so on and so forth. But I mean, to me, it just demeans relationships in general. We've lost sight. And it's not because of February the 14th. Again, I could care less about that date.
Right.
I feel in general is glorified. I actually saw some chick, I don't know what state she was in, but her shirt, she had a shirt that was made and was like,
oh, yeah,
number one side chick.
Oh, wow.
Really? Right. And I mean, it caused a mass hysteria. Yeah, and she's just proud. How can you be proud of, you know, taking someone else's extras or their little whatever they got left over? Come on now, you know. Hey, now if you've been a side chick, if that's what floats your boat, hey, I tip my wig to you. Bottom line. But my whole thing is the wig, not the hat, the wig. But my whole thing is, you know, in the same token, we scream, we want loyalty. We want that man who's going to be our rock. We want this and a third. But yet and still, we play ourselves for like the $2 chick. You know, it's like one or the other.
Yeah.
What are you going to be? You know?
I think
you can hold yourself up to queen status. It's easier to be a side chick?
I don't know.
I think they think that.
I don't know.
No, okay. And listen, just hear me out on this one. I say that because do I think it's right? No, I don't. But just how the man goes for the woman that he don't really got to do too much for, ain't a lot of push and pull, the responsibility ain't there, they could just chill and do whatever. But if they were in a relationship, they probably wouldn't even get along. You know what I mean? Like, if you, I say so much, someone's in a couple is in a relationship and someone picks up a side chick or a side dude, well, You're not expected to take the trash out and to cook dinner at your side chick's house, but you are expected to do that at home. You get what I'm saying? So it's like the responsibility and having to spend a whole bunch of time with him ain't there. He's not always up your tail, you know.
Okay. I mean,
I saw my brother.
Go ahead. My brother posted, and I really can't say exactly what it says, but you guys can probably read between the lines. He posted, stop offering the P to the women,
all right,
then sneaking your heart into the mix. He got like 200 comments on it. And the majority of the females on there was like, you know, yeah, we started off as the side chick, but eventually feelings get involved. That's my whole thing. either you're going to ride that thing on out the right way, or you're going to say, hey, this is not what I want. But,
But okay.
Go ahead,
so,
Ms. Regina.
Let's get some perspective from a caller. 917-889-3926 is the number to dial in. Remember to press 1 so we know that you're there to interact and not just listen. And we have another friend to the show. 813, last four digits are 5754. It is the coupon lady. What's up, she?
Hi, coupon lady.
Hey, everybody. Happy
birthday.
Who cares about Valentine's Day? It's my birthday all month.
Happy birthday. Her birthday is coming up in a couple of days, so we are going to celebrate for real, but. We, you know, have this thing where we celebrate every day of
the whole month
for our birthday. That's right. So
I don't got enough money to be doing all that. A dollar a day. What's up, coupon lady? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. What were you going to say for Valentine? What was your input?
You tell me I be work. You see me do me dirt. There's something about that work. When you walk a line. I'm in the cafe, my tat. Drive me at dessert. Nothing to have you lurking. You make a like, now you don't like it. You know I dealt with you the nicest. Nobody touched me in the right. Nobody text me in a crisis. I believe all of your dreams are the reason. You took my heart, all my keys, and my patience. You took my heart, I'ma leave a decoration. You mistaken my love, I brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had. Something that you never seen. Something that you never been. But I wake up and nothing's wrong. Just get ready for work. You tell me I be work. You see me do me dirt. There's something about that work. Na-na-na-na-na-na. When you walk out, na-na-na-na-na. Before the table, turn. Beg you something, please. Baby, don't you leave. Don't leave me stuck here in the streets. If I get another chance to, I would never neglect you. I mean, who am I to hold your best against you? I just hope that it gets to you. I hope that you see this through. I hope that you see this through. What can I say? Please recognize I'm trying, baby. I feel why. It sent me up there, why. It see me do my da. Something about that why. When you walk out,
yeah, okay. You need to get done at work, come over. We just need to slow the motion. Don't get out of way to no one. Long distance, I need you. When I see potential, I just gotta see it through. If you had a twin, I would still choose you. I don't wanna rush into it if it's too soon. But I know you need to get done if you come over. Sorry if I'm way less friendly. I got niggas trying to end me off. Yeah. I spilled all my emotions tonight, I'm sorry. Rolling. How many more shots until you're rolling? We just need a face to face. You could pick the time and the place. You spend some time away. Now you need to forward and give me all the work.
It sent me up there, work. You see me do my da. Something about that work. When you walk out, la. I'm in the cafe.
Cherry Bomb Brownie Truffle. You're going to take 4 squares of unsweetened bacon chocolate, 1 cup of melted butter, 4 eggs, 2 cups of granulated sugar, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 1 1/4 cup of all-purpose flour, 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder, 1 jar of maraschino cherries, and optional 12-ounce bag of semi-sweet chocolate chips or sprinkles, just for your toppings to your truffles. What you're going to do is preheat your oven to 350 degrees, grease very well a 9x13-inch pan. You're going to chop your butter and the unsweetened chocolate into chunks and place together in a microwave-safe bowl. You're going to microwave in about 30-second intervals so that your chocolate does not burn. Once it's cool, set it aside. In a large bowl, you're going to beat your eggs, sugar, vanilla, very lightly until it's fluffy, while you're mixing in slowly your melted chocolate because you don't want it to clump up. Now, in a separate small bowl, combine the flour and the baking powder. Stir the flour into the chocolate batter until it's combined. Pour your batter into your greased pan for about 20 to 30 minutes. Once it's completely cooled, you're going to take a cookie cutter or a cookie scoop and scoop out your brownie batter because you want it to where it's moist, and you're going to form it into a ball. Once you've formed it into a ball, take your finger and poke a little hole in it and take a cherry and put it in the middle, and you're going to coat your cherry with your brownie. You're going to make several balls about the same size, about a tablespoon, and you're going to put it on parchment paper. The milk chocolate that you've just melted with your butter, you're going to take a fork, take your brownie, stick it into your chocolate so that you can form a chocolate coating on the outside of your brownie. Place those on your parchment paper into the refrigerator for about 20 or 30 minutes. Once you take them out, if you choose to coat it with little sprinkles, chocolate chips, you could do so, but those are very quick, tasty, sexy treat that you could serve to your honey, or of course we can't forget the babies, and that is Felicia's Cherry Bomb Brownie Truffle.
Nice, love those. And we are sorry for the technical difficulties that we experienced a few moments ago, but we're going to let our caller go back and finish her comment. Coupon Lady.
Hey, I absolutely agree with C. You put too much emphasis on one day, and if your relationship is right, that one day shouldn't matter. You know, people. This time of year, people do the same thing with income tax refunds. Your whole financial well-being should not be based on one thing you may or may not get. So why are you hanging your relationship and your happiness on one day where you may or may not get something that you consider special?
Thank you. And she explained to the people Coupon Lady, because she also is a tax wizard as well. This is not extra money, people. This is money that you earned throughout the year that you just did not say it correctly. Not you did not claim, but you did not tax lady. How could we took something else out?
You didn't utilize these funds all year long. What you did was you gave the government an interest-free loan. So why are
you
overseeing the government waiting to get it back at the beginning of the next year? Use your money all year long, because you won't be so dependent on getting $8,000 at the beginning of the next year.
Facts.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Touche.
Now, with regard to that side chick comment and that number one side chick, or I'm number one, just realize that if you are a number, there are others. So you might be number one, but sooner or later, you're going to come back around and be the last.
Hey. Yeah.
We need that as a sound effect. I'm going to need to get that on.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
See, ladies' night, we've got to do this more often. Like, really.
I agree.
I agree. Tell Terrence
to have to do this more often. I enjoy kicking it with my ladies. You know, I love the general. You know, I do. But having no testosterone in the studio right now has been so enlightening. And so
there you go.
You know.
Lightweight.
Yeah,
I agree.
I agree. Yeah, right. Maybe before we get, we're not sure.
Exactly
okay.
What's going on? Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. We're having technical difficulties, really.
For sure.
Ooh, I'll talk. You just do us so, Lord have mercy. All right.
Oh,
well, before it starts again, Boston, hurry, before it starts again.
Yes. Whatever you do, do it well. Check out on Friday, 9 p.m. Don't forget to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Bring your ass.
Feed we giving you a tag tonight, too. Go and get them.
Oh, my. Let's see. Whatever you do, do it well. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. For pop
sure.
Bra strap. Enjoy your evening.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh.
Pop the bra strap. Okay.
I don't
thank you for joining
you.
Us again, Q-Con lady. And we are that crew, that team, that network of the ladies tonight. Madam Boston, T in South Carolina, and your girl, Hot Chocolate. Holding down the South and the ATL, and I'm going out with one of my favorites, the man who's getting my best friend in trouble right now in her relationship because she's like,
ain't this what they've been waiting for?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
I used to pray for times like this, to rhyme like this, so I had to grind like that, to shine like this, in a matter of time I spent on some locked up. In the back of the paddy wagon, cuffs locked on wrist. See my dreams unfold, nightmares come true. It was time to marry the game, and I said, yeah, I do. If you want it, you gotta see it with a clear eye view. Got shorty, she try and bless me like I said I do. Like a sneeze, please for them trick or squeeze, I'm getting cream. Never let them get in between of what we started. Look, but I'm lying hearted. They love me when I was stuck and they hate it. When I departed, I go and get it regardless. Draw like I'm an artist, no crawling, went straight to walking with foreigns. And my garages are foreign, menagerie. They sucking and swallowing anything for a dollar. They tell me get them, I got them. I did it without an album. I did it for Mariah. Look, I'm on fire. Icy as a hot drink, Philly flyer. When I bought the Rolls Royce, they thought it was lease. Then I bought that new Ferrari, hey, to rest in peace. Hey, to rest in peace to the parking lot. Phantom so big, can't even fit in the parking spot. You ain't talking about my then what you talking about? Gangsta moving silent, and I don't talk a lot. I don't say a word, I don't say a word. What's on my grind, and now I got what I deserve. Hold on, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished? When I bought a ass tomorrow, y'all thought it was raining? Checking on these. I'm like Papa on his finish, double M, yeah, that's my team, rotated captain, I'm lieutenant, I'm the type of cannon, casting, grind like I'm broke, that Lambo, my new, she'll ride like my ghost, I'm riding around my city with my hands on my toes, cause these want me dead, and I gotta make it back home, cause my mama need that bill money, my son needs some milk, these try to take my life, they f*** around, get killed, you f*** around, get smoked, cause these feelings stop going with me, don't f*** around, no joke, no, all I know is when it come to me, I got young that's rolling, I got throwing beats.
See him, Muhammad live, see him, Muhammad live, see him, Muhammad live.